googlemotherfuckers.podbean.com.
It's Google, motherfuckers.
Welcome to the Call to Bean, you cop-sucking motherfucking dog shit ass cunt bitch.
For the first time, we're seeing what happened inside the mall during a stabbing attack.
The story is developing. Again, viewer discretion is advised. Seattle area mall. Police are there clearing the mall out now.
He stabbed or punched victims.
Suspect is still on the loose.
Right now, let's hear it for the very funny Ian Ellis.
Yeah!
That shit was great. I always like to think, like, when I get older, I'll be chilled out and relaxed. And he was like, fuck that shit. Fuck Walgreens, fuck my wife, fuck my daughter. I'm tired. Somebody, it's like praying for cancer. The greatest fucking thing that's ever happened yesterday. And I might be the only person that knows about it. You can't be excited enough for this goddamn story, okay? This is about my friend Lane. He once told me in a very serious story, I'm into two things, cartoons and skateboards. So don't bother me about doing any other shit. He also has mad bitches. He's a weird guy. He's like, I like cartoons, fucking, and skateboards. He also works at a Zoomies in Seattle, Washington, which is where this story takes place. Lane skates his ass into Zoomies. He's opening up, selling lanyards, keychains, and all this stupid shit you buy when you're a teenager. There's a food court around the corner. All right, Panda Express, Arby's, Gyro Place, regular shit, right? An argument breaks out at the gyro counter. Everybody is furious about gyro-related. Pissed off at the price of two pitas. It might have been Paul. $1? Fuck you! It's too much meat. You might be thinking, how heated could this argument get? The customer reached around the counter, grabbed the dude, and stabbed him 9 times.
Oh, damn it.
You were thinking about getting a gyro that day, forget about it. I don't know if you know how much blood is in 9 stab wounds. It takes at least 24 hours to meet OSHA standards and regulations. Or you can start slinging your meat. It's a whole lot of lamb going to waste. That's not the whole story. As soon as this happened, a guy pulls out a gun. And now everybody's thinking, thank God, there's a hero. The only thing that stops a bad person with a gun is?
Good person
with a gun. That's not what this is. This is a new player. This is a second crazy person triggered by the first crazy person. Not related to him in any way. This is not a planned robbery. He just loses his shit, pulls out his gun, and starts pointing it at everyone. Stay away from me! Dude was so crazy that the guy with the knife was like, dude, it's not that serious. I know I just stabbed a guy over a gyro, but put that goddamn gun away. Chaos ensues. People are running everywhere except for the Asians. I don't know if you've ever seen an old Asian woman shopping. They have no idea what the fuck the rest of the planet is doing. They go their own way. They stop when they want to stop. And in the midst of everybody running around, they're going, no, you help me now. You're not close. I stay up to a watch riot. You sell me both. Dude Lane, he went to protect his shop. He slammed down the gate wall, right? Just as he does that, a dude jumped in there and broke his nose at the fucking gate. Which means he laid there thinking he was gonna die, and his last thought was like, Zoomies betrayed me! No! Alright,
My name's Ian Ellis. I love you. Good night.
All good things must come to an end. Books, naps, sandwiches. But at Arby's, you can put off the end with 2 euros for $6. Pita bread, 2 times. Twice as long with tzatziki sauce. But when the second euro ends, don't act sad. You knew this was coming. You knew the euros would end eventually. Arby's, we have the meat.